name is Will Wiesenthal. I'm back, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Of you grandstanding your former glory. You were once a sweet young cat in your story. And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show. Yeah. This is not pre-recorded. This is live. Shukri Wright, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. New time slot, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your morning as, yes, the news has been out for a few days out, and I would even go as far as to say this is probably the one bit of news that I've been looking forward to for a very long time, and that is being able to host my own sports radio show, primetime slot in the morning. Now, before, I was doing the show from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., which was fantastic, but be able to have the show switch from PM drive to AM drive is a massive win all the way around, especially for those that are very familiar with how radio works. So I'm fired up. I'm fired up for the change. I'm excited for the change. And I hope that all of you, the listeners, are equally excited and happy for the change as well. So every Tuesday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 91.5 FM WMFO is the new slot and home of the Shukri Wright Show. Whether if it's in studio or if I'm doing the show remote, either way, these 2 hours on a Tuesday morning is where you can find the show typically. And from here on out through the end of the NFL season. And as always, the phone lines are open. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We got a jam-packed show for you this morning. And as I look outside the window, here we are on September 20th. It's pretty clear that fall is now upon us officially. And we are at a time now where beginning to feel the heat. And I'm not talking summertime heat, but I'm talking in terms of the fall heat of the temperature rising on football season, whether if it's the NFL, which just concluded week 2 last night of the NFL season, or week 3 of the college football season, which just concluded on Saturday. Either way, we're feeling it now. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it all the way through and through because for the first time in a long time, it just feels as if that there's a lot of storylines that we should get into, and I'm going to get into, and it's going to be a lot of fun over these next couple of hours. And I got a lot to get into. But we're going to start with the Patriots because, for once, I'm not feeling negative about this team. I'm not feeling negative at all. If anything, there are concerns, yes, but I'm not in a negative mood surrounding the Patriots right now. Patriots beat the Steelers 17-14 to win their first game of the season on Sunday. And in more ways than one, it just felt like you come out of an aura where you feel so much negativity and you feel so much angst. You're like, you know what? I can actually breathe for once. And hell, it feels damn good. There's some light that you can focus your energy on and your thoughts on. And you're like, you know, yes, I need this. Because imagine an entire week where I included absolutely pummeled the Patriots left and right. For those who listened to last week's show, you know that I was pretty merciless on the Patriots. This morning, I don't feel remotely that way at all. And of course, in the NFL, a win is a win. I'm not complaining. There are things to like about what the Patriots were able to do on Sunday. And there are things that you look at and you say, they can get better at, but it's a work in progress. Let's start with what they did well. Damian Harris. My guy. Damian Harris, for all intents and purposes, was that dog. Pun intended. He was that dog on the ground on Sunday in Pittsburgh for a Patriots team going into the game. I was wondering, will they be able to run the ball effectively? And did he ever. Not just only Damian Harris, but I want to focus on Damian Harris because it just seemed like that he just took the lead and took command and took charge of the run game. While guys like Ramondre Stevenson, for example, just followed suit. And thankfully he did. But when you think about the run game and you reflect on what the Patriots were able to do well, the run game, I felt like there are times that they absolutely were able to establish, they established it early on. And it worked. Damian Harris had 15 attempts, 15 rushes, 71 yards. He had the one touchdown run. But you know something? It wasn't so much as the yards. It was more of the way that he was able to run the ball. The way that he was able to establish the run. You know, him and as well as Ramondre Stevenson as well, being able to show force, to show assertiveness. Something that you didn't really see last week in Miami. And I say last week, I mean last Sunday, week one, September the 11th. And that was something that I really enjoyed. Seeing them run the ball, establishing the run. And that there are times during the game that they did have success. Here is something that I did not like. On the other hand, what I didn't like was the Patriots seemingly at times, when they were able to get going offensively, it just seemed like they found a way to shoot themselves in the foot. And I'm talking about the offensive line. Because there were a couple of instances in the second half where it did happen. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, we cannot be making these mistakes, especially when you're an offense that is truly not that good and you need to be able to build and sustain long drives. These are the kind of penalties on the offense that are momentum killers. And that's exactly what they were. But, you know, the rushing attack, it really looked as good as it did since the beginning of training camp, where I was concerned. I, for one, was wondering, going into the season, if the Patriots were going to get things going offensively, how will the run game look? And that was a very real question. Because towards the end of the fourth quarter, towards the end of the game, the thing that I really loved the most, in terms of the entire game, that final drive, that 13-play, 6-minute and 33-second drive in which that they were able to run the ball effectively and efficiently. And that was something that, going into the season, I had two concerns, major concerns with the Patriots offense. Number one, the passing attack. In terms of Mac Jones and the offense being able to understand and implement the new game plan that the offensive coordinator, whoever the hell that is, was trying to implement into this offensive system. And then number two, how effective were they going to be running the football? That was something that I was concerned about. But that final drive to run the clock out at the end of regulation, that 6.5-minute drive, 13 plays, oh, man, that was music to my ears. It was basically you were playing the violin and the fat lady came out to start singing the opera. I'm not going to attempt to do that because I know I don't have the voice to sing the opera. That ain't going to happen. So when you begin to look at where the Patriots went well and where the Patriots did not perform as well, you can see that the Patriots did make some strides. You can see that there was evolution, growth, and that's something that you need in which that, let's face it, this is a very fragile offense right now. This offense is fragile, and you needed a game like Sunday's game to build momentum and to build that confidence moving forward. Because the next two games, and I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready to make my way to the studio, that these next two games are going to be really fascinating and they're going to be really big tests. Got Baltimore this Sunday for the home opener. And then you also got Green Bay in week four. So you needed Sunday's game for your psyche. You needed Sunday's game to feel a lot better about yourself going into week three. You needed Sunday's game to prove to yourself that you can make plays down the field, that you can run the ball effectively, that you can make plays on defense, all of which have been proven true. That was the reason why, following the game, as I was thinking about the overall picture surrounding this team, I do feel better. Do I feel a lot better? I'm not willing to go there yet. But I do feel, let's say, 45-50% better. That's how I feel. On the other hand, we can all be honest and admit that the Steelers got major question marks at the quarterback position with Mitchell Trubisky under center. The Patriots pretty much exposed that. But you kind of, if you saw week one game between Steelers and Bengals, you kind of saw glimpses of that. But the Patriots, on the other hand, they did really expose that to the fullest on Sunday. But man, this morning, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling really optimistic about where this team is as this team now prepares for the home opener on Sunday against Baltimore. And I got some interesting thoughts on what I saw between the two quarterbacks. I want to share that with you on the other side of the music break in just a little bit, but I'm going to hold off on that for now. The phone lines are open and you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as we're going to be talking a lot of Patriots. So if you want to talk Patriots, this is the time to do it. Hour number two is going to be loaded. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, a lot. I got some stuff to get off my chest. I got 2 hours to do it. Well, now an hour and 45 minutes. So I'm using that time to get it all out there. Glad you're able to tune in this morning as you're making your way to work. I'm sure that right now it is smack dab in the middle of the morning rush. So if you're listening to your car radio, if you're listening on your smartphone, I appreciate you. I appreciate my listeners always, wherever you are. Thank you for making the show part of your morning. As you're sipping your tea or your coffee, or if you're eating a bagel, which I need to do in a little bit, but I can wait till the end of the show. So I'm in no particular rush in that regard. But sincerely, thank you. You're absolutely the best. Coming up next, there is something brewing defensively with the Patriots. I want to share with you my thoughts on that and my thoughts on the quarterback play between Trubisky and Mac Jones. That and much more coming up next here in the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As I'm here with you until 10 a.m., that is the new time slot for those of you that are just tuning in this morning and are wondering, special time show today? Like, nope, this is the new time slot for the fall between now and January. So this will be the time that you will hear the show, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 91.5 WMFO, same airwaves as always. And, I mean, what an honor. I'm really excited about it. And can't wait to see where the show goes from here, as well as this is by far the best time of year. And I'm telling you now that we're about to enter the best month of the year. And why do I say that? That's easy. Because, one, you got the Major League Baseball postseason that's coming up in, let's say, roughly about 2.5 weeks from now, roughly. That's number one. Number two, you got the NHL regular season returning on October the 11th. And then, oh, by the way, preseason for the NHL returns this weekend as the Bruins are playing the Flyers in Philadelphia. That's this weekend, so I can't wait for that. And then also, you can't forget about football, right? No way. You got college football, that's already in progress. The NFL, that's already in progress. So, yeah, in terms of sports, we're about to enter the best month of the year, but we're still in September right now, so we're not going to bypass the rest of September for the sake of just jumping straight to October. But it's very hard to ignore that if you're a sports fan, that we are in the best time of year. Unfortunately, the Red Sox are, like, they're out of playoff contention. They're not officially eliminated yet, but it just seems like they are heading in that direction. But either way, there's a lot going on. And for right now, we're going to get more into that in the next hour. But for right now, we're going to go back to the Patriots. And I got some more thoughts that I want to share with you in regards to what I saw on Sunday. And there was two things. There's two things that I teased in the previous segment, and both of which I want to get into now. First and foremost, the defense. The defense, you can make an argument through the first two games. I know two games is not a big sample size, but that's 8 quarters of football that you've seen so far. So that's a little bit more than enough to get an early indication where your team's offense or defense is. And if you're a Patriots fan, you have to be thoroughly pleased with what you've seen from the defensive side so far. Because you can also make an argument that last week's loss to Miami, that wasn't on the defense at all. That wasn't the defense upon. The defense actually did its part. The offense, on the other hand, was a different story. But through the first two games, including Sunday's game against the Steelers, the defense really has opened a lot of eyes. It's opened my eyes. Because, one, you got to give credit to Bill Belichick here. And I do. And we've talked about this for years on this show. Bill Belichick, when it comes to defense, there's no one better in the NFL at building a defense than Bill Belichick. There isn't. But as far as the 2022 defense is concerned for the Patriots, what exactly stands out to me? Well, let me tell you what stands out to me. Number one, speed. I have noticed so far in the first couple of games that the Patriots' second level defense, aka their secondary, faster. They look faster than they did a year ago. And that is a wonderful thing, because guess what? That means you got guys in the secondary like Mack Wilson, Jalen Mills, who are out there making plays. But let me hone in on Mack Wilson for just a moment, because Mack Wilson from week one to week two saw his role increase. And it was noticeable. Whereas on Sunday, I realized as I was watching the game that he was out there more than he was in week one versus the Dolphins. Whereas he was out there less than 50% of the time. And I went back and looked at the numbers of defensive snaps that he was in. I was right. Mack Wilson was only out there 35% of the defensive snaps in week one against the Dolphins. Sunday, 64. So that number nearly doubled in terms of the amount of snaps that, or the percentage of snaps, defensive snaps that he was a part of. And it's no coincidence that he was a vital part of that interception by Jalen Mills. He was the one that tipped the ball up in the air that landed in the hands of Jalen Mills. That's no surprise. And the thing that I find to be remarkable about that, as we continue to talk about the back end of the defense, when you talk about guys like Jack Jones, he's getting his feet wet. He's a rookie. He's got a learning curve that he's got to go through. But this was a guy that I've seen so far make an imprint on this secondary. And he's learning from veterans like Jalen Mills and Jonathan Jones. And those are good guys to learn from. And Kyle Dugger as well. So what you're seeing for a defense that's playing a lot more zone coverage on early downs is that this team is not afraid to spin the dial with man coverage, especially third downs, regardless of whatever the situation is, whether it's third and long or third and short. This is a team that said, you know what? I dare you to beat us. We're playing man coverage. And you saw that on Sunday. You saw that when you were watching guys like Chase Claypool, when you were watching guys like Najee Harris, who let's face it, he's the type of running back that can both run the ball and catch the ball out of the backfield. But the Patriots did a pretty good job of being able to limit what they were able to do in terms of on the Steelers. So, as you put the pieces together and you look at this defense, you can see that the Patriots defensively, especially the secondary, I start there. They are not afraid to play zone coverage. They're not afraid to play man coverage, especially on third downs, which tells me they're bold. They're going to be bold. And I love that. They're not being conservative in terms of the defensive play calling in the schemes that they're running in situations. And it's paying off. It's paying off. Because how am I able to take the results of what I've seen so far and apply it to what I've seen? We're not going based on win and loss record. That's not where the results lie. The results lie when you watch the game and you see how effective, whether if it's a slot receiver or your number one receiver, how effective are they getting open, especially when defenses are playing particular schemes at a particular moment in time in games. And you saw a lot of that on Sunday, whereas there are times that Chase Claypool was absolutely invisible. Despite the fact that Chase Claypool had four receptions and 26 yards, the longest catch of the game he had was an 11-yard reception. That was it. So in more ways than one, he was invisible on the field. in the passing game for the Steelers. And that was by design. Because Bill Belichick went into the game and said, you know, we're going to take away Chase Claypool. I want to see if you can beat us with the other weapons that you have. And that includes Johnson, Harris, Pickens, and Fledermuth. That's it. That's it. And even as you go down the list and you go back and you look at some of the key moments in the games, it started with the secondary. There's something brewing with this Patriots defense. And I like it. I genuinely do. But also, I spend a lot of time talking about the secondary and what I've seen so far. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the front seven. That would be an absolute mistake on my part. Because as much credit as I give the secondary, you got to talk about the front seven. But especially the defensive line. All the way around, you got to give credit to Deatrich Wise, Lawrence Guy, Devon Godchow, and Christian Barmore. Because those four, those four have been absolutely relentless, and they've been at it since the first snap of the season. But specifically, Sunday's game, I thought that was Christian Barmore's one of his better performances, but by far, the best performance so far in 2022, so far. Because, you know, as a former defensive lineman myself, how are you winning matchups? Where are the battles won at the line of scrimmage? You have to consistently win at the line of scrimmage. And that's something that Guy, Godchow, and Barmer were able to do. And then going back to Deatrich Wise just a moment. I'm not going to lie, I was really surprised when he signed that four-year deal last offseason to stay with the Patriots. But it's no coincidence that Deatrich Wise played 90% of the snaps against the Steelers, which was a team high in comparison to the other six players that are also a part of that front seven. He played the most snaps. And consistently was making play after play after play. If he wasn't making the tackle, but he was involved in the play. And that's why I think that the Patriots defensively, they're going to be okay. They've shown early on through the different schemes that they run in terms of zone coverage and man coverage, that they have the personnel and that they have guys that are in the right spots making big plays when they need to be made. Now, in terms of, lastly, the quarterback play. The quarterback play drove me absolutely effing nuts. It did. At one point during the game on Sunday, I was thinking to myself, between Mac Jones and Mitchell Trubisky, was I watching two quarterbacks who absolutely suck? Or was I watching two quarterbacks who were basically playing up to their ceiling and nothing, little to nothing to show for in terms of the offense? I was pretty critical of them. I didn't voice it on social media, but I was really critical because it just seemed like at times that, especially there was one sequence in which that Mac Jones threw that interception and then Trubisky threw that interception as well, that neither quarterback at certain parts in the game were able to make the big play. Until Mac Jones connected to Nelson Aguilar on that 44-yard touchdown pass. That was the only big play of the game. But the point that I'm making is that it just seemed as if the quarterback play on Sunday was very subpar. It was very, very average, very pedestrian. And that's probably being too nice. I mean, at least I can own up to that. But it was very pedestrian. But should I have expected more? Maybe. Was I disappointed in the quarterback play? Sure, despite Mac Jones making the big play when he needed to make the big play. I mean, what a play by Nelson Aguilar on that touchdown pass. Going up there to get the ball and then being able to stay in bounds and go into the end zone with ease. Big play there at an important time in the game. But as far as the quarterback play was concerned, I just thought, man, there was a time, once upon a time, that Patriots and Steelers was box office, must-see, go to the movie theaters on a Friday night. Now, it's basically a part three of a sequel that has long run its course, and it's no longer the main attraction, at least for the time being anymore. That's how I felt watching those two quarterbacks play. Yes, I'm spoiled by the Brady versus Roethlisberger matches, regular season and postseason. I'm spoiled by that. That was football theater at its finest. What I saw on Sunday, I was better off watching the XFL instead of watching Mac Jones play against Mitchell Trubisky. That's how I felt. You don't gotta like it. You don't gotta agree with it, but that's fine. We got a phone call. Yeah, so as we were saying, between both Mitchell Trubisky and Mac Jones, it was basically just not impressive quarterback play all the way through and through. I wasn't thrilled with it at all. If anything else, at one point, the only thing that kept me entertained was the fact that I was sitting next to a lovely lady who happens to have a fantasy team, and we were talking football throughout. That's how dull the game got watching those two quarterbacks go at it on Sunday. The phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We do have a phone call. We have, it looks like, John in Weymouth. You're on the Shukri Wright Show at 915-WMFO. What's going on, John?
Shukri, I just want to welcome you to the airwaves. I think you do a fabulous job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm a big follower of yours on Twitter.
I appreciate it. What do you got for me this morning?
I just want to talk a little bit about the Bruins and the retired Bruins number that they were retired during the pandemic.
I right now we're talking Patriots, but if you do have a Patriots thought, I welcome it.
I'd like to talk about Mac Jones. I think Mac is doing a great job.
Sure.
And do they think they'll get eight wins or 10 wins this year with his play?
Do you think that Mac Jones can lead this team with this roster that's currently constructed to 10 wins?
I'm asking you the question.
Personally, I do think that this team is a 9 or 10 win team at best. And right now, hold on, John, hold on. And simply put, because it's too early to tell based upon these first two games, but there's 8 quarters of football that's been played so far. And through those 8 quarters of football, I've seen Mac Jones play at a level in which that I'm beginning to sincerely wonder, is this quarterback good enough to get this team 11 or 12 wins? The answer, based on what I've seen so far, no.
Well, you might have the rookie blues, sophomore blues.
Possibly, but maybe he does. But I appreciate you calling in, John. Thank you so much, man.
I wish you good luck.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Mac Jones right now is a quarterback that's not going to get this team 12 wins. I'm being very honest with you. Like, if you want to go 10 wins, that's pretty liberal, and I'm willing to go in that direction. 10 wins maybe, but not more than that. And that's probably being really generous. But that's neither here or there. But as well as the overall view in terms of the Patriots, I just think that if you are a Patriots fan and what you've seen so far based upon the quarterback play, where do you project this team? In fact, that is such a great topic of discussion. And that is because I thought we had this conversation during the preseason. And perhaps we did. Perhaps. But I think it's worth diving into it furthermore. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So we are way, way, way late for break. So we're going to take the break now. But coming up next on the other side of the break, has your thoughts on the 2022 Patriots team changed through the first two games? If so, how and in what way? Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Thoughts on that and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show. Here with you live until 10 o'clock p.m. 10 a.m. Eastern Time, not p.m. Good grief. That's quite a long radio show. From now until 10 a.m. Eastern, here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm blue, I've been deed, I've been dying, I've been deed, I've been dying.
trees are too. I have a girlfriend and she is so blue.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. We do have major breaking news that just came in while we were away. So we were had a little bit of a lengthier music break than I normally would have. But we do have major breaking news that just came in. Legendary defenseman Zdeno Chara has announced his retirement after 24 legendary NHL seasons. This is just in within the last several minutes. Zdeno Chara, former captain of the Boston Bruins, has indeed announced his retirement after 24 seasons in the NHL. And in fact, this is the quote that we have. This is courtesy of Sportsnet. This is the quote that we have here, and this is what he said, quote, "In doing so, I'm honored to return to TD Garden today to sign a one-day contract with the Boston Bruins and officially finish my career with the team that has meant so much to me and my family. There are so many people that have helped contribute to my success, including all of you, and I look forward to properly thanking everyone this afternoon." On quote. This is not surprising, but it's major news regardless, considering what he has meant to the Boston Bruins and really to the NHL, if we're going to be really honest. And if you have thoughts on this major developing story and breaking news, and what is officially an end of a legendary era in the NHL, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we were going to talk more Patriots, but this breaking news was just too big to sit on and to push it towards the end of the show, especially while I was on break and I saw the notification on my phone. I knew right away that this was a story that we have to talk about. And we're not going to just spend one segment talking about it. We're going to treat this as if this is a big story. And it is, in fact, a big story. So if you're a Bruins fan who is listening right now, or if you are watching like the live stream that I'm also doing on Twitter, on my Twitter account, at Shukri Writes, call in, share with me your thoughts. This is a really... the end of a remarkable era. It truly is. And when you begin to put everything into perspective in terms of what Zdeno Chara meant to the NHL, what Zdeno Chara meant to especially the Boston Bruins, especially here locally or here in New England, I mean, where do you really begin? And I mean that sincerely. Like, where do you truly begin? And it's remarkable when you think about everything that he's accomplished. We all know the accolades. Stanley Cup champion, check. Olympian, check. He represented his native Slovakia. All-star, check. Multiple all-stars at that, check. Record for the hardest slap shot in NHL history, check, 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 check. We all know the accolades and what he accomplished in his career. But we as Bruin fans know the impact that he had on this team, on this city, goes beyond what he done on the ice. So I'm here with you until 10 a.m. as we are now talking about the major news that just happened and that just broke within the last, I would say, about 15 minutes now. If you're just tuning in for the first time this morning, Zdeno Chara has officially announced that he is going to retire, and after he signs the one-day contract